All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy College Football Friday. Pitt kicks off high noon tomorrow with the ACC. Penn State against Nevada. West Virginia, Robert Morris. Probably should have mentioned the Duquesne Dukes. Christian Kuhn's going to join us at 8:35. Massive trade went down last night. Pony always gets hell for being wrong on the internet. I get hell for being an absolute curse. Molesy generally doesn't get the blowback that Pony does. Molesy tweeted yesterday. This is just tremendous. I'm trying to find the tweet. I should have had it ready. No one is going to convince me. Well, let's find a timestamp on this sucker. 4:11 p.m. yesterday, Christopher Muller, great friend, tremendous human. No one is going to convince me that this Cowboys-Parsons saga ends with anything other than a market-setting deal for Parsons. Well, that part happened. And him suiting up for Dallas a week from today. Oh, he will be in the stadium at some point with the Dallas Cowboys this year, but it will not be as a Dallas Cowboy as he's been traded, Parsons has, to the Green Bay Packers for two first-round picks and Kenny Clark. It's noteworthy because Parsons obviously is a Penn State guy. But there are some Steelers tentacles here. Absolutely there are. First of all, Micah Parsons now is going to play the Steelers this year and Aaron Rodgers on October 26th. So that game, which was going to be a massive one for all the Rodgers reasons, becomes that more difficult, that much more difficult for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But also, Doran, I think Dallas, they're probably going to finish third in that division because I just think the Giants are going to be horrendously bad and their schedule's really tough. But I think Dallas could be flirting around top 10 pick territory. And they're going to have two picks.
Two picks this year. This coming draft, yes.
And they'll have two picks in 2027.
Yep.
They could draft a quarterback.
Yes. Enter a new team.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about the Saints, and we've talked about the Giants, and we've talked about the Jets, and we've talked about the Browns, and we've talked about the Colts, and there's a bunch of teams that could be quarterback needy. We've talked about the Rams because they've got two first-round picks, and Matthew Stafford's got a worse back than I do. Now enter the Dallas Cowboys. Steelers will have ammunition to move up in the draft should they deem it necessary, and we think that they will. They don't have two first-round picks this year. So even if Dallas isn't bad, they got two picks they could trade this year. But now thinking that they're going to be bad, they're going to be worse than the Steelers. So they're going to have a better first-round pick to get a quarterback. And now another one? Makes me want to eat canned possum.
Mm-hmm. Like, Dallas has done what I think, not a majority, but a portion of Steelers fans have wanted the Steelers to do. Like, this year. Just from the landscape of reading and watching and seeing how people have reacted to the Steelers in the last, like, let's say 6 months. Like, a lot of Steelers fans wanted the Steelers to trade T.J. Watt for picks, right? Before he signed a contract. There was a decent amount of Steelers fans like, trade T.J. Watt. Get picks. Get something for him. There's a lot of Steelers fans that want Art II to move on from Mike Tomlin. Those two things right there, the Dallas Cowboys actually did within a year. They moved on from Mike McCarthy, and they traded their superstar rush in for picks.
Would you rather be in the Cowboys situation or the Steelers situation? 412-928-9370. And give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I mean, shoot, man, if you're going to trade a 26-year-old superstar, then why would you continue to pay Dak Prescott $60 million a season? Now, Jerry Jones came out in the press conference yesterday and said they expect to win more without Micah Parsons.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We'll see about that. I don't even know if that's the plan. In the immediacy, they haven't won with Dak. They didn't win with Parsons. I'm not going to blame Parsons in particular. I mean, Dak was hurt last year, and Dak hasn't been a big game player. He's been a statistic guy. I mean, he racks up all kinds of fantasy numbers and stuff like that. And I think Dak's a pretty good quarterback. Would you rather be Dallas trading an edge rusher and getting two first-round picks and a player, with the potential to draft your franchise quarterback this year, or would you rather be the Pittsburgh Steelers taking a shot at it this year? 412-928-9370.
Man, that's a tough one. I mean, knowing what the Cowboys have now, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, two first-round picks this coming draft, and then in next year's draft, they have another two first-round picks. Like, depends on how close you think you are. And I don't know about – I just don't know about the Steelers. I really don't. I don't know what they're going to do with their first-round pick and how they're going to move up. And are they going to trade the 2027 first-round pick to try to move up to get a quarterback? Now you're going to be in a pile of teams that are going to be wanting a quarterback. I don't know what situation's better, but if I knew that I was rebuilding, I mean, clearly I would want to be the Dallas Cowboys with those four picks. But, like, is Schottenheimer – like, if I'm Schottenheimer, like, do I think I'm gonna last that long to see those four picks pan out?
That guy has the shelf life of milk in a room temperature cabinet. That guy ain't going to be around long. That guy's milk that's going to turn into cottage cheese.
Man, I just don't know. That's tough. That's a tough question.
Now, McCarthy got some rope. Garrett got... my man was on scholarship. I mean, that guy was there forever. And he didn't win jack. So maybe I'm wrong, and Schottenheimer will be around for a minute. But to answer the question, and I'm happy you took it in this direction, because I had a different direction. This is a better direction. I think I'd rather be in Dallas's shoes. Now, I'll be clear on this. I'd rather have Art Rooney II than Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry's a Hall of Famer, and Jerry's done incredible things for the growth of the league. Yada, yada, yada. But you have a guy that could be your franchise quarterback in Dak Prescott. Maybe the best is still yet to come for Dak. If not, if they don't play well this year, if they go like 6-11 or something like that, you are in a better position to draft your franchise quarterback than the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
Yes.
You're going to be worse than Pittsburgh, I think, this year. You just lost your best player on defense. The Steelers still have TJ Watt. The Steelers have added Jalen Ramsey. I think that the Cowboys are better positioned. And if Dak has a great year and they surprise people, now you have two first-round picks to be able to add to that. So I think I would take their roster and pick situation over the Steelers' roster and pick situation. I do. Now, it doesn't mean that Jerry Jones wasn't an idiot here for screwing this up. I mean, you did lose a 26-year-old in their prime, and you lost him because he's spinning it. Oh, we'll win without him, and we didn't want to pay him that much money. I think if it was a regular back-and-forth negotiation between Jerry Jones and his agent and it never got personal, I think they would have paid him $47 million.
Yeah.
I don't think it was about the money. I think it's about the power play.
Yeah.
And it got personal, and Jerry said, I'm going to ship your ass out of town.
Kept calling him Michael,
took shots at him every chance he could get. Just a disgusting look, in my opinion, from Jerry Jones. But I don't think they're in a terrible situation now.
No, it's not bad. It's really not. Cut bait with Dak. If it doesn't work out this year, get that off the books. Man, it's not bad. But you have to believe in Schottenheimer, I guess, because then you would have to be going back to the head coaching well. Jerry Jones and his son, Stephen Jones, they must love somebody in this draft that they want. That's what this tells me. It's like, we need to get more picks because we love quarterback X, which I think is probably in Austin, Texas.
I'm with you.
I think that quarterback's in Austin, Texas. I think they're selling the farm, and nobody else matters but getting that quarterback.
The reason, so I don't disagree. Like, I think now how they're positioned, how do you not think, I'm Jerry Jones, I'm going to go get Arch Manning?
Yep.
Right? But I don't think that was the plan that they set out to accomplish this offseason.
No, I think that was always an option. Like, that was plan B.
That's
like
the byproduct of if the Parsons situation went sideways. But I don't think they're going to be in a position to get that guy. And look, we talked about Drew Aller and all of his abilities, and Lenora Sellers, you think about all of his abilities. Arch Manning can be a worse player than those guys this year, and I still think he's a shoo-in to go number one. And I don't think Dallas is going to be bad enough to pick number one, and I don't think the team that's picking number one would take two first-round picks and move off of Arch Manning.
But what about three? They got four. Jerry Jones is crazy enough to do that. I'll give you three first-round picks to move up to number one. He will do that. He has two first-round picks in 2027 as well. You give up three, so you have two this year, and you have four. You have two next year, so you give up three. You still have your first round for next year. Give up three this year, and go up. I'll take three first-round picks.
If I'm, let's say Dallas picks eighth, and you're the Saints, and you're picking number one. You take the eighth overall pick and three other first-round picks for Arch Manning. You know what, man? You
or even two other ones. I'm saying two. Like, you still, like, not give up all four.
Oh, but Jerry might be crazy enough to give four.
I know.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like he's going to do.
And then what? And then if you're the Saints, okay. Now Lenora Sellers is there.
Exactly.
Or Drew Aller is there. Or
Nussmeier.
John Mateer, who has entered the chat. Nussmeier. Kate Klubnik.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, he's crazy enough to do that. He's crazy enough to trade Micah Parsons.
If he was a genius at roster building, he wouldn't have got George Pickens, and they could really have put themselves in an even better position to sort of pseudo-tank this year. But even still, if they wanted to, you know what? I am flip-flopping already because you're right. I mean, he could offer four first-round picks. And if you're the Saints, now you get your franchise quarterback and you've got three other first-round picks to boot. You want to talk about how you restart your
that's
franchise?
That's how you restart right there.
Yep.
I'm taking that deal all day.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Who's better positioned moving forward, the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers? Would you have traded T.J. Watt if it could have netted a first-round pick? Because I don't think you're getting the Parsons Hall for him because of the age.
You get a first and maybe a third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's a ton more tentacles here. And we'll get to all the Micah Parsons tentacles and how they affect the Pittsburgh Steelers when we come back. This song playing right now is very funny to me because I'm wearing a shirt with two numbers on it.
Mm-hmm. And
what, are the numbers?
I did figure I got to wear the West Virginia hat.
I think it's worse that you're wearing a West Virginia hat, though.
Because you're on the 9 side of that score.
Yes. It says West Virginia, then 13-9.
It's like you're proud that you lost the game and missed out on...
No, I'm proud of who I am, and I want people to know that this is... I'm feeling shame here. You know, people might be... There's new listeners every day. They might be watching on a YouTube stream, and if you could just turn that down, that'd be great. New listeners on the YouTube stream, new viewers on the YouTube stream. If I'm not wearing the hat, they might just think I'm a Pitt fan and being... a troll today, but no, they need to know that I'm feeling great shame, great pain. Mm-hmm. I'm also wearing a sweatshirt and a shirt underneath. I'm sweating buckets under here.
Yeah, good.
I deserve it.
Yes, you do.
Also, in the middle of that first segment, we're watching the Nebraska-Cincinnati replay from last night, and I just happened to look over at the score before Cincinnati kicked an extra point, and it was 13-9.
Yep.
So the universe is poking a lot of fun at me today.
Country roads, yeah.
Can't just real quick, and we'll keep... talking about NFL and Parsons and all that fun stuff. Like, can we all wrap our heads around the numerology involved with Pitt is going to Morgantown on September 13th, so 9/13, and Rich Rodriguez is back?
It's insane.
It really is, man.
It's wild.
It really is. And, hey, my guy's got to take care of business against Ohio. A game Ohio Bobcats squad that took Rutgers and Greg Schiano, also hilariously from the early 2000s Big East days, down to the wire last night.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But can you imagine the cauldron at that place if it's 2-0 Pitt, and I believe Pitt will definitely be 2-0, 2-0 Pitt v 2-0 West Virginia, and game day's there, and the freaking energy in that place?
It's going to be insanity.
That's what college football is all about right there, man.
Yeah.
Also, the idea of Ohio upsetting West Virginia next week when they just played Greg Schiano and Rutgers this week. I love college football. And there was a kid last night for USF. So USF lines up, beats ranked Boise State. They got a receiver named Chaz Nimrod, Doran.
Yes, they do. Nimrod.
I had to rewind my TV. Oh, that's Nimrod over the middle. I'm like, dang, my man's name is Nimrod.
Keep a book of different names this year.
I am going to do that. West Virginia left guard Walter Youngbear.
Youngbear, okay.
That's a good one. Young Space Bear on the back of my man's jersey. All right, so Micah Parsons gets traded yesterday. Absolute blockbuster deal. And it's between two pillar franchises in the NFL. Green Bay, historical great franchise. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team. You know what else it had me thinking, Doran? Those poor Dallas fans. Luka Doncic.
Oh, yeah.
You figure he's going to be there for a decade plus. Like, he's going to be, if you're a Dallas fan, your pillar player in that city for a decade. Bang, middle of the night, shipped off. And then Micah Parsons, 26-year-old superstar pass rusher. Oh, he's a foundational piece. He's going to play his entire career. He's going to be wearing the Dallas Cowboy star. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He gets shipped off to Green Bay.
But if you are a Dallas fan, there may be some light at the end of the tunnel because you got Cooper Flagg for Luka Doncic, and you could get Arch Manning for Micah Parsons. And that's how Jerry Jones operates. That's how, I mean, if you watch the documentary, that's the type of stuff that he did as well. Back whenever he traded Herschel Walker. And everybody lost their minds.
Wound up working 90s. Out.
Yes, it did.
Big time working out.
Yes, it did. So, I mean, listen, maybe it doesn't work out this time, but if you're a Dallas fan, you have been for 30 plus years, I would wait for a second because it might pan out. Never know.
Are the Steelers going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Are the Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Do both teams potentially want a franchise quarterback?
Yes.
Would you rather have two first-round picks this year and two first-round picks next year, or one first-round pick in each of the next 2 years?
Two.
As much as I think that Jerry is a Chaz Nimrod in this situation for really screwing himself, because he wanted to keep Parsons, they still came out on the other side. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a very good deal. And I would sign up for their situation. If I'm looking for a franchise quarterback, I'd rather be in their situation than in the Steelers situation. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. I mentioned the tentacles on how this affects the Steelers. We know the Steelers are trying to win this year. He ain't in the AFC, Micah Parsons. That's a big deal. If I'm on Buffalo Talk Radio today, though, or Baltimore Ravens Talk Radio today, or even Kansas City Chiefs talk radio today, or Chargers talk radio today, or Bengals talk radio today, they would never pay him $47 million a year. I would be apoplectic.
Yeah.
If I saw that go down, and I fancy my team a Super Bowl contender, how do you not offer three first-round picks? Because, or frankly, even less than that, because if I'm Jerry Jones and I get the same offer from Buffalo that I got from Green Bay, I'm shipping him into the
Buffalo,
AFC.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or Baltimore. And look, I think Buffalo's got a good chance to win the Super Bowl this year. I think Baltimore is going to be really good. They could be a 14-win team this year. If one of those teams acquired Micah Parsons, they would be my Super Bowl front runner, particularly Buffalo. How do you not make that happen? How do you not move heaven and earth to get that guy? How were you not getting Myles Garrett or T.J. Watt or ripping Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals? All those pass rushers could absolutely have been had for the right price, and Micah Parsons got shipped off for the right price. I am elated that we don't have to see the Steelers line up across from Micah Parsons and the Baltimore Ravens two times a year. My God, dude. Like, the Steelers, yes, they have to play Parsons this year, but they caught a huge break that this guy's not going to be staring across from them in the AFC for the next decade.
Mm-hmm. That division just got very interesting. It already was interesting with Detroit and obviously Caleb Williams. You don't know what Ben Johnson's going to do, and the Minnesota Vikings with their receiver situation and, you know, J.J. McCarthy. Now, like, I mean, you got to face that guy twice a year? Woo!
Man.
It's going to be tough.
It takes a little bit of luster out of the NFL season opener next Thursday.
I can't believe the Patriots weren't in on it because they have the most cap room, I believe.
They have a ton of cap space.
You talk about rebuilding. Like, if you want to rebuild on the fly instead of rebuilding with picks, like, that is the move if you're the Patriots.
And you can advance. That's a great one. you can advance your rebuild. Like, you skip ahead 2 years.
Yeah, you're moving.
Because here's the thing about them that I discovered yesterday, because I'm thinking, okay, what bets do I want to start putting in? New England, they were awful last year, but you get a real bona fide CEO, program builder, head coach in Vrabel. They're favored in 11 out of their 17 games this year. Like, they do not have a difficult schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They got better year over year. Probably not enough conventional seasons to make the jump to be a playoff team, but because of their schedule, they're favored in 11 games. You get Micah Parsons, all of a sudden, yeah, you're a playoff team.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think we think the Steelers are going to win the division, so it's great that he didn't land there, because that would have vaulted them probably ahead of the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
Texter, they just signed Dak. They won't dump him after this season. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. You know, $60 million for Dak Prescott's a lot of money to play for a guy that has generally urinated down his leg in the biggest moments. But what is Sam Darnold making a year? Like, if you're willing to pay Sam Darnold what Seattle is paying Sam Darnold, someone will be desperate enough to take on Dak Prescott's salary. I guarantee tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the Steelers. I don't actually believe that.
No, no way.
No, that was my pipe dream.
No way.
2 years ago. 412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on the Micah Parsons conversation. We have college football week one kicking off in bulk tomorrow. Pitt, their win total sits at 6.5. Penn State at 10.5. West Virginia, 5.5. Let's talk that out when we come back, in addition to this Parsons conversation. Texter writes in, Steelers would not want Dak Prescott now, but when he turns 37, they'll be salivating.
Oh, yeah.
Texter, you guys acting like they wouldn't bring Dak in next year after bringing in Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers in back-to-back years. Of course they would. Well, I mean, Russ basically played for free.
Yeah, he played for $1.2 million here, and Aaron Rodgers is playing for, what, 13?
Yes, so you've spent $14.2 million on quarterback combined the last 2 years. Plus, you had Justin Fields on a rookie deal.
Yep.
Before that, you were playing what? Paying what? Trubisky $10 million?
Yep.
So, yeah, they've gone to Goodwill. They're shopping off the rack, but they're cheap. They've been cheap at quarterback. So, yeah, Dallas would eat salary and the cap's complicated, but he would be more expensive than those guys. So, no, I don't see that happening. Like, if Rodgers walked off into the sunset, I don't think Dak would be the guy that's the stopgap that then is your starter next year with your rookie behind him. I just don't see that happening. I'll tell you what, T.J. Watt looking like a bargain.
Yes, of course.
And the Steelers, I mean, they kind of played it right. They did. They got it done before training camp. It really wasn't a distraction apart from minicamp, and even then, the players don't care. I mean, it's a friggin' minicamp. Who gives a rat's ass? And if Parsons had gotten it done 2 months ago, then the Steelers would have been in a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
They'd had a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, while Micah deserves to be paid more because he's 26 years old and he's going to continue, you would even think, to get better, if I'm Watt, I'd still want to be paid more than him if I came after him.
Right.
So I think the Steelers
good
actually...
timing, yeah.
Yeah, it was good timing there. All right, college football kicks off this weekend. The Pitt win total this year in the Vegas books, 6.5. Penn State, 10.5. West Virginia, 5.5. I'll just get it out of the way, then we'll get into it. I think Pitt goes over 6.5. I think Penn State goes under 10.5. Because these are regular season numbers. And I think West Virginia wins 6 games, so they'll go over.
Okay. So you think Penn State has 2 losses?
Yeah.
Which are the 2 losses? Oregon and...
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they lose to Oregon at home, huh?
It's a whiteout.
Yep.
They're more talented than Oregon. Arguably the most talented team in the country. Big game James, man.
Yeah.
Big game James.
Yeah.
I think they go 10-2. I think they go into the playoff. I think they can make a run. But until they do the thing, I'm going to say they can't do the thing. Like, I would, honestly, with them, like, for radio, I'll take the under. I would probably avoid them. 10.5 is a ton of wins.
That is a lot.
It's a ton of wins.
To not have a hiccup.
But they'll be favored in every game except for at Ohio State. They'll be favored in every single game. I'd probably avoid it before I took the under, but for purposes of radio, I'll take the under.
Okay.
I feel the one that I feel best about, the bet that I feel best about is Pitt over.
Yes.
Like, not even a question to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was the same last year, wasn't it? Wasn't it 6.5 last year? And they got it like right, like obviously when they went 7-0, everybody's like, oh man, they crushed us, the over-under for the year. I think it was 6.5.
I just can't see them being a worse football team than they were last year.
Me neither.
Like, I think that they're going to...
Non-biased. I just can't.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit like... Look, it's so hard to predict in college football anymore. It really is. I don't know that Pitt wins 10 games. I could see them winning 10 games. I could see them winning 9 games. I know for damn sure they're winning more than 6.5. I feel very confident in that. Very confident in that.
Now, for West Virginia, that might be tougher for me than Penn State because...
Me too, man. I mean, have no idea what to expect.
I have no idea what to expect. And what I watched last night, like, I don't even know. Like, it could go down a drain next week for them with Ohio. Like, Ohio's good. That's going to be a game regardless. Or it might be, I don't know. Like, you know, so... Like that, what is it, 5.5 from West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
See, like that right there, like you could already see that under if something bad happens next week.
Oh, if it happens next week, they don't have a prayer.
Right.
They don't have a prayer. I think they'll win. I think Ohio's defense looked god-awful in the game because I don't think Rutgers scores 34 points. That's like anybody else scoring 70, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but the way they came back and fought back into that game. Like
sure. And they're going to be pissed off for greatness. Right. And they're going to be more well-prepared because
they're
playing.
Fix it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think West Virginia wins the game, but I don't think West Virginia covers. I don't know what the spread will be, probably 10, 11 points, something like that, 10.5. I think Ohio probably covers the number. But yeah, I don't feel confident about that, and I don't feel confident about the Penn State one. I do feel confident about Pitt, because if I were to ask you the three most difficult opponents on Pitt's schedule, not game situation, the opponents, I would say Louisville, Notre Dame, Miami.
Yes.
Are the three best teams on the schedule.
Yes.
Now, I think Georgia Tech is a shot to be pretty good.
Right.
I think Syracuse is squirrely.
Yep.
I think Florida State, God knows what to expect. They could have gone to the national championship, or they could have gone to the playoff if their quarterback had been healthy 2 years ago. They go 2-10 last year. I have no idea what to expect with them. So those situations, like WV on the road, Georgia Tech on the road, Syracuse on the road, Florida State on the road, because they're on the road, it makes them trickier. But the three best opponents on Pitt's schedule for me are Louisville, Notre Dame, Miami. They got them all at home.
Right.
So I'll go confidently over 6.5 for Pitt. The other two, and if I had to say what you said, I think I'm more confident in Penn State winning 11 than I am West Virginia this year winning 6.
Yes.
I ain't seen them. No one's seen them.
I have literally no idea what to expect. They don't, I don't even know what to expect at their quarterback position. I mean, I know if Nico plays, but like, because I know what I've seen him play before, but I just don't know what direction they're going to go and how they're going to use it. Like, I have no idea.
No clue. No clue. None. And I ain't going to learn all that much this week unless Robert Morris is squirrely.
Right.
Then I think you'll know.
Yeah.
If they struggle with Bobby Mose, I think you'll have an answer there. All right. 412-928-9370. People calling up about the Micah Parsons situation and how it relates to the Steelers. So we'll do that coming up next. First, Doran, you got a message for the people.
I sure do. Week one kicks off next Thursday. Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. If you're like me and love prop betting, pay close attention to this early injury list. Miami Dolphins running back Devon Achane is questionable with a calf injury. New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is questionable from coming off of an ACL injury last season. Cincinnati Bengals tight end Mike Gesicki is questionable with a hamstring injury. Philadelphia Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert is questionable with a groin injury. Carolina Panthers rookie wide receiver Tet McMillan questionable with a hamstring injury. And for the Steelers, tight end Jonnu Smith questionable with a knee injury. A week from today, NFL ball kicks off. Let's go. I can't wait. That's today's injury report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The big story in the sports world, Micah Parsons shipped off to Green Bay for 2 first-round picks and for Kenny Clark, defensive lineman. Mark in Ohio, who's a Cowboys fan, wants to chat. So this guy is in Ohio and a Cowboys fan calling us. Hello, Mark.
how are you today? Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
Well, I'm a 67-year-old lifelong Cowboys fan, but I'm not a Jerry Jones fan. So I'm really hoping this works out, even though I'm not a Jerry Jones fan, for this reason. Tomorrow, The Ohio State is going to entertain Texas, the game of the year for me. And I'm going to look at the quarterback from Texas and say, man, I'd really love to have him wearing the star someday. What do you think?
Do you think that's what he's setting up for, what he's angling for, Jerry?
I think it's a great possibility. Who knows what Jerry Jones thinks? I don't care. But if you look at it that way, I think it makes sense. They lost a great Hall of Fame potential guy from Penn State. But we gained two first-round picks, put those with our first two-round picks, and who knows what will happen. We'll see.
You feel good about your Buckeyes tomorrow, Mark?
I'm hopeful. We're playing at home, but, that quarterback from Texas, he's special. Texas is loaded. They want us this year, and we really lost a lot of good people.
Nah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Thank you, Mark. You'll make the playoff.
I mean, everybody just wants to anoint Arch Manning already. He hasn't really done anything just because of his name, but I think that he'll become a really good quarterback, and I think that this is the angle that Jerry Jones is angling for. I really do. Like, what else could it be? Like, how else could you make that trade and get what you got if it's not for something that is extravagant, like an Arch Manning? Like, I think that Jerry Jones will do whatever it takes at this point. Like, in his mind, like, that was always the second option. All right, fine. Like, if we don't get a deal done with Michael, as he calls
Michael
him,
Michael Parsons,
then I'm going to go after Arch Manning. And I think that that's absolutely what he'll do. And he has the ammo to do that now. Full stop.
Yes. I would have, if I were Jerry, knowing that this could have been the outcome, I'd have just traded Parsons right at the beginning of the offseason. I wouldn't have got Pickens. I'd be tanking. And I think you probably could have got maybe even more for Parsons at that point.
I don't think that they think that they need the tank. I think that they're still because they have so many picks. They have so many first-round picks. They don't need the tank. They could see what happens this year. And look, they're going to keep CeeDee Lamb around. They may pay Pickens. So now we talk about the Steelers being in their quarterback coming in here. Rookie quarterback coming here and being in a good situation with receiving threats. Like, if you have Pickens and you think that he can, walk the straight line and he makes plays this year, you give him some money. You have CeeDee Lamb.
You got money now.
You get rid of Dak. And then you have your Arch Manning come in here and he has two guys to throw to. Like, it's not – I don't
or
think he's going to tank.
Even you keep Dak and you got Arch
or
Manning.
Or that.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather be in the Dallas Cowboys position – or the Steelers position? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on that. Also, Rob Gronkowski has picked the Steelers to win the AFC North. Do we think the Steelers can actually win the AFC North? And is there a person in sports media that you trust less than Rob Gronkowski? 412-928-9370. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.